This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. If you have comments, questions, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Philip Barb at the bottom of the hour. Philip Barb is the author of All the Reasons I Hate My 20-Year-Old Boss and How to Fight Back Against Ageism and Survive a Youth-Focused Workplace. We're going to talk about bridging the educational gap between generations, especially in the workplace, with Philip Barb. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. For more information, for a one-time $30 fee, you can be an entrepreneur and be in business for yourself. And if you are an entrepreneur already, or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, which admittedly is not for everyone, the longevity business opportunity is an ideal entrepreneurship business opportunity. For just a $30 fee, you can get your products at the wholesale price, resell them, and build yourself a business, a home-based business. And now, it's always a good time to build a home-based business, but now especially is a good time with all the economic volatility that's going on in the world. Now is an especially good time to be your own boss and have a home-based business. The longevity business opportunity is something you want to at least take a look at, especially if you're if you like nutrition, if you're hip to the world of nutrition, or if nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've been talking about methylation, and I do want to continue talking about that, but I did see something in the news yesterday that I thought was really important and interesting, and I actually want to get your guys' take on this whole thing with the anaphylactic shock and the things that are going on with the vaccine that was just released in the UK, apparently. A couple of healthcare workers who had a history of allergic reactions had severe allergic reactions to the vaccine, which makes perfect sense. This vaccine has not been tested on, when they tested the vaccine for safety, they didn't test it on folks who had allergies. They didn't test it on folks who had autoimmune diseases, for that matter. They didn't test it on folks, on elderly folks. They didn't test it on folks who were on lots of prescription drugs. They didn't test it on folks who had heart disease. Yet those are the people who are going to get the vaccine. So we don't really know what's going to happen. And what I want to hear from you guys is, what do you think about this? Are you going to get the vaccine? I know they're going to be mandating, they're going to be creating ways to, they're not going to be mandating or forcing people, although they're talking about that actually in New York State. They're talking about making it, sure, mandating it, making it mandatory to be vaccinated. In Australia, the Prime Minister of Australia talked about making it mandatory, but probably what will happen is you won't be able to do things unless you get vaccinated. Do you find that troubling? Especially considering the fact that the first people to get the vaccine are going to be the guinea pigs. Have you noticed how you don't see a lot of opposite opinions or a lot of differing opinions in the mainstream media about vaccination? It's all just congruent and coherent. It's all just one point focus: vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. What is up? What is up with all this noise about vaccines? Vaccine is not a magical force field that viruses bounce off of. There's so many problems associated with this vaccine. I don't really want to get into each one, but suffice it to say, this is the first time an RNA or a genetic vaccine where your genes, your genetics, not your genes directly, but your genetics, your protein manufacturing properties or mechanisms are going to be exploited to produce viral poisons. This has never happened before. So anyway, I'd like to hear what you guys think about this. 844-236-6010. Now's your time to sound off. And a lot of people have strong opinions about this. And I especially like to hear people who think that it's a good thing. I don't know if any of my listeners think that it's a good thing, but I'd love to hear from people who want to defend vaccination and think that vaccination against a virus that affects 5% at best of the population, that 95% of people aren't even going to test positive, is designed to work on. All right. Anyway, methylation. Methylation is like a tinker toy process where a little tinker toy piece is attached to another tinker toy piece. That is, a big molecule gets a tinker toy piece stuck to it, and that activates it. That's called methylation, and that's a fundamental way that the body works. Molecules are activated. This activating process assures a certain degree of control, so things aren't always happening. You don't want all chemistry happening all the time. It has to be regulated. It has to be controlled, and methylation and activation and this whole process where pieces get stuck onto other pieces to turn them on is a way that the body maintains control. Methylation is one of the major control mechanisms. And you don't hear a lot about it, but it's just as fundamental as antioxidation. It's just as important as antioxidation and oxidation, but you don't hear about it. It's involved in detoxification. It's involved in turning things on and turning things off, particularly in the nervous system and the heart, in the brain and the nervous system as well as the heart. We talked on our last Bright Side episode about SAMe and SAMe being important as a antidepressant. SAMe is found in high protein foods. Actually, SAMe is a form of an amino acid that's found in high protein foods like meat and dairy and eggs and seafood and legumes, peas and beans and such. SAMe is a methylating agent, S-adenosylmethionine, SAMe. And it was all the rage about 20, 30 years ago. These days you don't hear too much about it. But there's a lot of psychiatrists who understand it because it does have some relevance for depression, for folks who are depressed. SAMe, in fact, SAMe, a lot of people in the know, a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists and biochemists as well, think that SAMe is an antidepressant or consider it as an antidepressant. And if you go to the vitamin store or the health food store, you'll see it marketed as an antidepressant because methylation has a protective effect on brain cells, and methylation is very important for the production of important brain chemicals, i.e. neurotransmitters. Depression is unfortunately very common. One-fourth of Americans, 1 out of 4 Americans, is going to have an episode of depression sometime in their life. And without the ability to methylate, that likelihood is higher, and depression can be worse. Without effective methylation, SAMe, and other methylating agents, neurotransmitter brain chemical levels will decrease. Serotonin will decrease. Dopamine will decrease. Norepinephrine will decrease. These are upper, if you will, or at least mood-enhancing neurotransmitters. Dopamine is involved in excitement for life. Serotonin is involved in handling life. Norepinephrine is involved in get up and go. And all of these neurotransmitters will be in decline or at low levels without effective methylation.
This is where Sam E. comes in.
All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We shall return on the Bright Side right after this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Our number, Philip Barb, will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be talking about his book, All the Reasons I Hate My 28-Year-Old Boss, How to Fight Back Against Ageism and Survive in Youth. Focused workplace. That will be coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about methylation, the idea that certain chemicals are activated
by the attachment of this methyl group, especially true about neurotransmitters. By the way, genetics or DNA can actually be methylated in order to turn it on. And as a matter of fact, methylation and methyl groups being those little tinker toy pieces, are considered to be epigenetic factors. They control genes, and aberrant or incomplete or excessive methylation can actually be associated with genetic diseases like cancer. In fact, this is why whenever anybody hears somebody say, well, it's just in my genes, it's in my heredity. My mother had diabetes, so I have diabetes. My father had cancer, so I have cancer. My grandfather had Alzheimer's disease, it runs in my family. The reason I have a problem with that is because it does not take into account the epigenetics of the DNA. DNA is turned on and off, and methylation is part of this epigenetic phenomena. In any case, methylation of neurotransmitters can affect brain health, can affect depression, it can cause mood problems. It's because the neurotransmitters that are involved with enhanced well-being are activated by methyl. They need to be methylated, and if you have poor methylation or deficiencies in methylation, not only do you tend to be, you may be depressed, you may be just not feeling as well as you might, but if you have some kind of methylating issue, you may not be responsive to your antidepressant drugs, especially your SSRI drugs, your serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, because if you can't methylate serotonin, it doesn't matter if you're taking a reuptake inhibitor like Prozac or Effexor or whatever SSRI that you happen to be on. I remember when SSRI drugs came out in the late 1980s when Prozac first came out. It was the first time you could take an antidepressant and not feel sluggish. Most antidepressants would knock you out. In fact, that was the only strategy for antidepression or for antidepressant activity before Prozac. They would just have to knock you out basically with drugs like Elavil, which does not elevate you at all. It knocks you out, also known as amitriptyline or tofranil. These are the old-time antidepressants. Sometimes people are still on these drugs, trazodone. Sometimes people are still on these antidepressants, the older-style ones. Any case, if you have an MTHFR deficiency, likewise, if you have an MTHFR deficiency and you're dealing with depression and you have a methylating issue and your Prozac isn't helping, or if you want to get off your Prozac, or you want to reduce your dose of Prozac, throw in some SAMe. Throw in some methylating agents. So other methylating agents, of course, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, are also methylating agents. And speaking of the B vitamins, niacin is an awesome antidepressant, especially for the kind of depression that's associated with anxiety. Niacin has anti-anxiolytic properties. We've talked about niacin a lot on this program, and case could be made, it is the most important of all the vitamins. It's hard to say what the most important vitamin is, but I will say that niacin is the only vitamin that the body will make under deficiency conditions, although choline, which is vitamin-like, is also made under deficiency conditions. There's also a important relationship between choline and homocysteine, vitamin B4, technically. Eating choline-containing foods and supplementing with choline, taking 100, 200, 500 milligrams of choline as a supplement, can be an important homocysteine-lowering strategy. If you're depressed, you suspect methylation problems, even if you don't, just take choline. Choline's great for the brain. Choline's great for the nervous system. And choline is a precursor to a methylating agent called betaine. Man, is betaine underappreciated. Choline is a methylating agent basically because it is converted into betaine. And betaine may be the most underappreciated, underrecognized nutrient that you can take supplementally anywhere in the health food store. I hesitate to call it. I don't really know what to call it because you don't really. It's a nutrient, we'll say. It's not an essential nutrient, but it's because the body can make it, but it's a nutrient. It's not a vitamin. It's not a mineral. It's not an amino acid. It kind of stands on its own. And when you talk about betaine typically, and when I talk about it typically on this program, I'm talking about betaine HCl. Betaine HCl is a type of betaine. and you'll see it on digestive supplements. Betaine HCL is mostly about the HCL, not the betaine, because it's an ideal delivery system for HCL when people have HCL deficiencies, HCL meaning hydrochloric acid. HCL is the chemical abbreviation for hydrochloric acid. Betaine HCL is betaine plus hydrochloric acid. The digestive system is very, very dependent on hydrochloric acid. And as goes the health of the digestive system, so goes the health of the body. So if you have a hydrochloric acid problem, as in too little hydrochloric acid, because most people don't have too much hydrochloric acid as a problem. We'll talk about that here in a second, because that's another misunderstanding. If you have too little hydrochloric acid, that's called hypochlorhydria or achlorhydria. If you have too little HCL, you're gonna have health problems that domino effect all the way downstream from the digestive system. Everything from autoimmune problems to allergy issues, to digestive health issues, to bile issues, to absorption of nutrient issues and subsequent malnourishment issues, to skin issues. There's all kinds of health problems that are going to happen if you have this condition that many people have. And as we get older, I would venture to say most people have. And so taking HCL with your meals can be very helpful because it can help you break down your foods. Now, you can get a doctor to write a prescription for HCL drops, which is not a bad idea. You take 3, 4, 5 HCL drops, hydrochloric acid drops, put them in water, and you drink it with your meals. And that's not a bad idea. But if you don't want to do that, you can take HCL capsules as betaine HCL. Betaine HCL is found in most digestive enzyme supplements, so you could buy straight betaine HCL. And you're going to get not only digestive health benefits, you're going to get skin health benefits, especially if you're achlorhydric, you have low hydrochloric acid, you're going to get skin health benefits, you're going to get immune system health benefits, you're going to be more resistant to allergies. Plus, you'll digest your foods better, and you'll have better absorption of minerals and the B vitamins. A whole bunch of good stuff will happen. HCL breaks down proteins. That's one of its jobs. It has a protein breaking up effect, so that proteins, smaller pieces of protein like amino acids and peptides, can be absorbed into the system. If you don't have enough HCL, these proteins don't get digested properly, and what can end up happening over time, especially if we're overall unhealthy, is those proteins, those small pieces of protein, they're called peptides, can enter into the bloodstream, and this is where autoimmune diseases begin. In fact, I would say the number one reason for autoimmune diseases is incomplete breakdown of proteins plus their leakage of these peptides into the digestive system. All right, or into the circulatory system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with Philip Barr right after this break. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focus on unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben.
We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. And 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can do so at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites. And make sure you take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, especially if you're looking for a Christmas gift. We've got some Christmas specials running. Actually, we have a couple specials running at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. Thus are 1,400 four- and five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and check out our products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Philip Bard is the author of the book, All the Reasons I Hate My 28-Year-Old Boss and How to Fight Back Against Ageism and Survive a Youth-Focused Workplace. We're going to talk to Philip about the gap, the generation gap, they used to call it when I was a kid. These days, the generation gap is between millennials and boomers, or millennials and Xers maybe, and now a soon-to-be new generation gap between Zoomers and boomers. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Philip Andrew Barb. Hey, Philip.
Hey, how are you doing? Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for being on. You know, I've been checking out your work now for a few days, and I noticed you don't talk a lot about the Zoomers.
You know what, man? It's been an interesting year, as I'm sure everyone realizes, right? And it's like, I think a lot of people are, you know, trying to get back into the workplace with a lot of things. So,
what do you think about this younger generation that's pre-millennial?
You know, I think that there is, you know, one of the biggest things for me is always understanding that each generation has their own, you know, they've got their own personality, they've got their own things that they're interested in. They have, you know, just where we are, like, not, a lot of times people want to just ignore any of the differences. And you can't do that, right? We are different people, we grow up in different times. However, I think it's just being able to appreciate that, you know, when you're going to be working with people that are so different than you, it's easy to just start really looking at all these differences and, oh, I wish they were like this and they should be like this. Should, if only. And I think the best thing we can do is put ourselves in the shoes of everyone else that we're working with, see what motivates them, where are they coming from, what are the things that they're, you know, their biggest motivations for what they're looking to get out of the workplace experience, and understand, hey, we've got differences, that's true, but the stuff that we are, you know, we're all just trying to make our money, you know, do our thing, progress our careers, have fun while we're doing it. We've all got a lot of the same driving motivation. I think the more that we can just, you know, highlight the areas where we definitely are more similar, I think it ends up benefiting a lot of workplaces in general.
What are the qualities of the, you know, this whole boomer millennial adversarial relationship that seems to be developing? What are the qualities of each group that accounts for that?
Well, you know, I think you see a lot, like, I'll speak a little bit to the stereotypes, right? Because one of the biggest beliefs that I think that, you know, as I was doing a lot of research with these things, the stereotypes are there, but it's, you know, there is a laziness that exists in the stereotyping, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
mental laziness, like a mental laziness.
100%, right? Like, we're totally human, and we do it because it's easy to, you know, put people in boxes. But so I always like to start with that, right? So we'll talk about the stereotypes, but I never let these things be something where it's like,
I get
it. The rule, right?
I 100% agree with you. There's individual differences that you don't want to stereotype too much, but it's valuable, has a certain value to it.
Definitely, right? So there is, the baby boomers, obviously, you have a generation that, you know, at the age now are looking to probably be moving out of the workplace, right? So there's a lot of, you know, there's always the longing for the way that things were. Mm. There's always the lack of the desire. I won't say the ability. I will say the desire to make massive amounts of changes. You know, things have been done a certain way for a long time, and they don't necessarily always want to, you know, grab all these new changes as they're getting ready to kind of moving out into the next stage of life. Then I think you have people that are, you know, even in that age range now that are kind of that, almost what they consider the young millennial, right? Like I'm 34 years old and I'm in the old millennial category, which now we're breaking up even millennial categories into different categories. And I think, you know, you see a lot of times people are, you see this huge difference between, you know, the Gen Z, more millennials not wanting to be looped in with Gen Z. You know,
really?
Millennials.
Well, hold on. I want to get that. I want to digest that. So you're telling me now there's an adversarial thing happening between the millennials and Gen Z?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, that's interesting.
You know, you see it a lot. And here's the thing. We call it adversarial in, like, you know, who now you've got, you know, the 20, you know, a 24-year-old doesn't want to be, a 24-year-old doesn't want to be considered 20, right? Like, they want everyone.
Okay.
Everyone wants to, you know, I think the fascinating thing you find is we are such a society of individual. We all want to be so individual and seen
unique.
As an individual.
But that's a millennial thing. But that's a millennial thing you just said. You know, and that might be your perspective, that we all want to be seen as individuals. I think it's less true about older folks. I don't know about the younger folks, but I noticed that with millennials, it's really important. Go ahead.
Well, it is important, but also, you know, the one thing I'll say is, you know, you see a lot of that massive swing that happened between, you know, that huge individualism, like that started with the boomers. That started with coming out of that silent generation that went through the Great Depression, that went through World War II. They come out of that, and then you had all the baby boomers that were kind of building through that rock and roll era, through that 1960s, through the independence of the country, through the civil rights movement. And you did have a society that was, you know, hey, long hair, don't care, right? You know, and I think you see that where it's easy to look and be like, oh, we, you know, that's that generation that's rock solid that didn't want change. That baby boomer generation was a very, very counterculture generation.
Yeah, it was.
In a lot of ways. And,
right.
And there's almost a part of it where you look, you go, is it the generation or is it being in your 20s?
I get that. So millennials today, though, they don't want to shake up the world like we did. I'm a boomer. I'm like a very late boomer, but I'm a boomer nonetheless. And I was steeped with this idea of shaking up the world. Do millennials have that?
I think you get some people where, you know, they say it's so much of a lot of the driving force now is, you know, people are just looking at the one thing that I'll always say that I love about this is, I think people, you know, you learn when you have access to things. And I feel like, in a way, the new generations have such an access to other styles of life, right?
Yeah, right.
If you want to grow up and you want to have a husband and a wife and a kid and the picket fence and the two, you can build that life for yourself. If not,
you don't have to. There's all kinds of alternatives.
Exactly.
It's like alternative is like a... Alternative is like a key word for this sort of generation. I'm not sure if it's millennials or Zoomers. But, Philip, we got to take a break. I want to talk about empathy when we come back, this whole idea of empathy and leadership and relating to the other generations using those skills. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Philip Barb with us. We'll be back with more of Philip Barb on the Bright Side right after
Registered
this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Philip Barb, his book, All the Reasons I Hate My 28-Year-Old Boss. Philip is the co-host of the podcast Front and Center, and he's also a producer, I guess, Philip, is that right? With Netflix and YouTube and CBS.
That's correct.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you're doing a lot of stuff for a young guy there, Philip.
Well, yeah, I always joke with people. I go, hey, man, I'm single and 34. I got nothing but time.
Gotcha. You know what? Enjoy being 34, buddy. You're in the prime of your life. Really enjoy it. So All the Reasons I Hate My 28-Year-Old Boss. I love that title because it reminds me that sometimes older folks like myself have to be in a position subordinate to 28-year-olds or 30-year-olds or 34-year-olds who are now taking over leadership roles, and they're sometimes leading over people who are older than them. That seems to me like it's creates a potential for a lot of problems. How can a leader deal with that using empathy, like you say, and then also how can a subordinate deal with it as well? How can a subordinate deal with having to take orders from a 28-year-old?
Definitely, right? And I think it's something that, you know, I was always, one of the reasons that I kind of got into writing the book was I was always obsessed with age. I was always obsessed with where do I need to be by this age and what should I have by this age? And, you know, I allowed that, you know, age can sometimes be such, you know, it's almost like, like tentpoles of our life that we think that we need to be somewhere. And so that was one of the things where I was so fascinated when I was doing a lot of the research and putting this book together. And it really was a thing where, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people. You know, we're so raised on, you know, the whole idea that, you know, you'll get the keys to the castle with time and, you know, get into a company. You know, I'm originally from Detroit. And so a lot of the guys that I grew up with, you know, their parents, you know, they were people that worked at GM and they worked at Ford and they worked in the plants. And it was that, hey, you're going to get in, you're going to work, you're going to keep your mouth shut, you're going to work real hard, and you're going to have a pension at the end of this 30 years. Thing, you know, but you'll get more, you know, responsibility as time goes on. And we've now entered, you know, a lot of careers where that's not the case. You know, like I think, you know, they even say this younger generation, they have a big stress that they're not millionaires by 22 because they've grown up seeing, you know, the tech world, the Zuckerbergs, the athletes that they look up to, the 23-year-old person making, you know, $100 million a year.
Interesting. What was a seminal event or series of events or historical period for you that affected your worldview as a 34-year-old?
Well, you know what? I think one of the biggest things that really shifted things for me was, you know, as I was a kid going through life, had the normal insecurities that a lot of people did, and, you know, hung out with a lot of older kids. And, you know, just as the way I did, I was the youngest kid on my block and spent a lot of time with older kids. And, you know, that ended up leading into, as they started experimenting with fun substances, as they were 16, 17, 18, I started when I was really young. I ended up getting into a decent amount of trouble as a young man in Metro Detroit. And I ended up, you know, had a couple incidents running with the law, and I ended up getting sober, actually. You know, the state of Michigan thought it was probably a good time for me to no longer be allowed to consume alcohol. And I kind of started joining into, you know, treatment programs and 12-step. And one of the amazing things that did for me was I was such a kind of egotistical kid, as you just are growing up. And walking into meetings with people inside of the recovery community and being able to sit across the table from a 55-year-old, a 65-year-old, a 75-year-old, and have them express emotions and feelings and things they were going through that I was experiencing as a 22-year-old, it was very, you know, I had always been raised to respect my elders, but it's like, you know, I respect you enough to where I'm not going to push you down the stairs. But I didn't think you really had anything for me. I'm 22. I know what I'm doing. And it was once I really started getting access and shutting up and listening to people that had life experience, it really is what helped cut down that generation gap for me personally in my own life. And so one of the things that I always try to talk with people, whether it is someone that's a little bit older in the workplace that's dealing with someone that's younger, or the flip side, when I have people that are, you know, a lot of times I'll talk with the 28, the 32, the 34-year-old boss who can't seem to get them on, you know, they don't listen to me because I'm young and blah. And it's like, well, are you listening at all? Are you listening? Are you building a connection? Just because you have a title or you make a little bit more money doesn't mean that you don't have massive amounts of information you can learn. And this person is a huge resource for you. They have the experience. And I think a lot of times that people just, we get so caught up in the roles. Who am I supposed to be? What is this job supposed to be? You know, and we get so caught up in that a lot of times it's like, hey, be quiet, talk to people, listen, see what their real thoughts are, their genuine thoughts, really connecting. There's nothing that says that, you know, like obviously at the end of the day when you hit the chain of command, right, there's going to need to be someone that makes the decision and that's what needs to go forward. And it can't be always up for debate, and that's fine. But we should step into a lot of decision-making situations in our lives and work where the first thing we do is let's find out all the facts. Let's get all the information in front of us before we start just harping orders or putting our head in the sand and saying we're not going to listen because this person is, you know, X, Y, or Z.
It sounds like what you're talking about is leadership.
I think one of the difficult things that you do see is a lot of times when you did have this normal trajectory in a workplace where people would, you know, you're making slow incremental movements forward, you're picking up a lot of these leadership skills from the leaders that you have. And so over time, it was just, you know, you were picking up these skills that allowed you to be a better leader as you went forward. What we're seeing now is a lot of times you are getting a 24-year-old thrust into a situation or a 28-year-old or a 32-year-old, and they haven't had the time to really have somebody pour and, you know, dig in on that leadership. They haven't had a lot of the life experience to be able to get there. They haven't, you know, they haven't read the leadership books, right? Like I always joke with people, I'm like, read the parenting books, read the books. You know, if you care enough about something, you want to be a good parent, read parenting books. You want to be a good friend, read books about being a good friend. You want to be a great leader, read books about being, you know, studying other great leaders. But I think that's something that we end up seeing is people get put into these situations that they might not necessarily have all of the skills yet for.
I was about to say, young. It seems like young leaders are at a disadvantage and they actually have to obtain skills, like go out of their way to obtain skills. They can't let it diffuse in via osmosis because they're so young. And that's where the resentment comes from. So a young leader has to really motivate to get skills at whatever they're leading in the subject of whatever they're leading.
You know what? And it feels like, you know, it feels like a new thing, but, you know, you go back and you read like Gail Carnegie, right? Like How to Win Friends and Influence People. And in there, so much of it talks about checking your ego as a leader, making somebody think that the idea is theirs or just it's listening. And I think that there's those are, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we get caught up in and we think it's the most monumental new thing and it's so precious in 2020. And humans are humans. And we've been humans for years and years and years. And so I think that there is a part where it's like, can you listen? Can you see what people want? Be able to really listen to someone's motivation. What's their driving force? What are they, you know, some people just want to show up and get a paycheck. Some people, because they got other things in life going on. You know, some people want to, you know, some people are so motivated and the career is number one and they want to push that forward to where they can start to miss a lot of the interpersonal connections that you can be making. And I think, we all have massive amounts of strength, and we also all have some level of weakness and areas of improvement. And I think the more that we can appreciate that about ourselves, we can appreciate it about our workers, whether that's your boss or whether it's somebody that is reporting to you. When we look at people, we realize none of us are perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. And it's like, how do we lean on each other and how do we build a support system or be the support system for other people as we are helping nourish people to be the best version of themselves in the workplace?
Philip, you're doing some great stuff for a millennial, a 34-year-old. That's really awesome that you're motivating to do all this stuff. I really appreciate it. Hey, what's the podcast about, Front and Center?
So Front and Center, Jackie Jordan, who is the queen running the thing. Man, it's so much fun. You know, she does a great job of putting together a lot of amazing guests. You know, all of us are from, you know, behind the scenes of the entertainment industry. So she does a great job of, we always bring on guests that can talk about fun stories from either entertainment, but it's always, you know, so many people are building, they have their careers and then they're building amazing things outside of it. So we try to really capitalize on great stories, great things people are doing. And if if no one gets anything other than having a great time while listening to us, that's all that I can ever hope for.
Stella, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate the book, All the Reasons I Hate My 28-Year-Old Boss, Philip Andrew Barr. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have a wonderful, awesome, beautiful, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.